Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The 1992 film Sister Act, starring Whoopi Goldberg, combined comedy, a convent, and a church choir in a winning swirl that demanded a stage adaptation. Mix, stir, and enjoy. And now we have one. Sister Act, a divine musical comedy with music by Alan Menken, a book by Cherry and Bill Steinkellner, and lyrics by Glenn Slater, ran on Broadway from April of 2011 to August of 2012. And now there's a national Broadway tour that is making its way across the country, and we're proud to say it has now parked itself at the main stage at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, this week. And we are joined by Terea Campbell, who plays Dolores in the tour. Terea is best known for her for starring as Nala in The Lion King on Broadway and in the national tour. And her other Broadway credits include Leap of Faith and The Book of Mormon and Aida and A Little Shop of Horrors. And it is a great pleasure to have you join us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It is, did I not say it right?
No, it's Terea, like Maria.
Terea.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, you did that. You did that like you've done it to every radio personality that you have ever been interviewed by.
You're not supposed to tell people what I just did.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry. Well, hey, look, it's on me. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
You were introduced to me, and I screwed it up from the in the 4 seconds from the time that you sat down. It's lovely having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. A delight. Do you like being on the road? Is this a fun thing to get out and go from town to town?
Sure, it's fun. It's difficult, but it's fun. And I don't think that, you know, one is cancels out the other.
Right. I mean, because to me, and I don't know, but I love this world of theater. And I think that, okay, well, you can be on Broadway and you can do that for a year. And then people say, all right. But then, you know, you get itchy and you have to do something else. Or you can go out on the road and explore this country and go to theaters and see all the different theaters and bring the show to them. And there's an exciting aspect to that as well,
I guess. There's exciting aspects to both sides of that. You know, it's really great to be able to see the country and to meet a lot of people and to touch and reach so many more people when you're on tour. But it's also difficult to be away from your family, to adjust to new climates and new cities and a new bed, you know, every week. So it's kind of difficult sometimes.
Yeah. And can it, the thing I would worry about if it were me is that it would somehow perfect your performance, you know, that it doesn't screw you up because you've been up all night or the bus broke down or whatever happens.
Well, thankfully, cross our fingers and knock on wood, our bus has not broken down. We don't take very many buses, but we haven't had any transportation woes so far. But, you know, yes, it is difficult to adjust and it does affect your performance sometimes because, you know, it's really important for performers to get a lot of sleep, to have the same type of workout equipment, to eat the same sort of things. And a lot of times those staples aren't really available to you. So that's something to adjust to.
You came, how long have you been in this particular production?
Since last October. So I think, or June we started, I think it's been about 17, 18 months.
Wow. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you have been, around the globe.
I have. And this is my third national tour. So I've seen a lot of this country 2 and 3 times over, including Hawaii.
And the of this particular show, what is it that drew you to it? And what do you like about
Sister? Well, I always enjoyed the movie. I thought it was hilarious. And I'm a huge fan of Whoopi Goldberg. And I thought that the play was super funny. I was really surprised at how funny it was when I began to look at the material and audition and read the script. And it's such a good show. It's so smartly written. And the music is great. As you mentioned, it's music by Alan Menken and lyrics by Glenn Slater. And it's just so perfect for the time period. The play, unlike the movie, is set in the 70s. So you really are able to tap into that disco vibe, the R&B vibes, the Donna Summer, the, you know, Bee Gees sort of sound. And that really helps propel the story along. It really gives it a better decade to set it in because there's more there's more sparkle. There's more sequins. It's better.
So for those familiar with the movie, you're playing the Whoopi Goldberg role.
I am.
And which means it demands a lot of your time. You are on stage a lot.
I am on stage a lot.
Yeah. Which is fun, I assume. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, all right. Yeah. A little hesitation there, but I understand that. And also it seems to me that it is the subtitle. It's a divine musical comedy. Is that right? So I mean, but there is sort of this wonderful, glorious feeling that seemed to come out of the movie and the show as well.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it is a feel good play.
Yeah. And well, and that's okay. We need
that
those,
is okay.
Don't we?
We do need those. We need those today. We need those today in this world. We need that.
Yeah. And why do you think it works? What is it about the ensemble and the idea of your character coming into this this convent, changing things around and looking at things in a new light?
Well, aside from the amazing performers that I get to work with every day, everyone is so amazing, amazing voices, amazing people, amazing talent. The story works because you can relate to it. It is really a story about acceptance and it's a story about love and not judging people. And that can apply to so many things and so many instances in our lives. You know, Sister Mary Clarence, who comes into the convent to sort of hide, is a big personality. And everyone thinks, well, the Mother Superior thinks that she knows, you know, well, this person is this way because she looks like this, you know.
Yeah.
And Sister Mary Clarence thinks the same thing about the Mother Superior. She must be a cold woman because she looks this way and she acts this way. But by the end of the story, they realize that there is room for both of those types of people and both of those types of love. You know, Dolores is a very loving person and she shows it in a way that's very loud and very showy. And the Mother Superior is very reserved and quiet. And there's also room for that kind of love, too.
You have, and it seems that when it again in both in the show and in the movie, that feel good aspect comes out, and there are just those magical moments, and it would seem like a no-brainer that it would have become a musical. It seemed inevitable, I guess, although it took a while.
It did take a while. I'm not sure why it took a while,
yeah.
But I'm glad that it came along when it did.
Yeah.
You know, it was a natural transition, although the movie has so many musical numbers that we all remember, sort of the Motown and the,
right.
Those songs are not in the play. It's all new music. And so after the first 5 minutes, you don't miss them at all. I mean, they're great for the movie, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
You were, I want to ask you about Book of Mormon for a moment. You were in the original cast of that show.
I was.
How long were you in the original cast of that?
I don't know, a few months.
And what was that experience like? So you were there for the opening and this thing just taken off.
Yeah, I was there for the opening. It was great. You know, it was so well accepted and received and we were briefed on how we should react. Should there be protesters and should there be people picketing? And we didn't have any of that.
No.
It was wonderful. It was another sort of thing about not judging and not, you know, thinking you know what something's going to be before it is, because it's a wonderful story.
Yes. So, so you're in a lot of religious musicals. That's
I have been.
Godspell next, or are you?
I don't know about that, but maybe. Hey, there's room.
There's room. And I would think that just, you know, when you show up, because that show, it's going to play the theater you're playing at. It's going to play Proctor's soon, the touring company of Mormon, and you know, it sold out in record time, and it just, you know, did absolute gangbusters, and to be a part of something like that, which is I think inevitably will, you've certainly already made Broadway history, but it's really would be exciting to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. What is so when does this wrap up for you?
The tour of Sister Act ends in June in San Antonio, Texas.
And then question mark.
For the tour?
Or for you?
Oh, for me, I'm going to get married.
Oh.
Well, let me rephrase that. I already eloped.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, for those of you who weren't there. but I'm going to get really, really married in September.
Okay, so it's already been decided who you're going to marry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got that part.
That's already been worked out.
Yeah.
And so then you'll make it official when you get done.
Yeah, I'll invite some people this time.
That's great.
And first time it was just me and my husband.
And then you have a little bit of a life, yes. and then worry about the next gig, right?
Yeah, you can't worry about it until it's here.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, enjoy. Taria is part of the national tour of Sister Act, a divine musical comedy. It runs on the main stage at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday, the 23rd, this Sunday, the 23rd. More information is available on our website at wamc.org/roundtable. Taria Campbell, a great pleasure to have you with us. A delight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a blast. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.